So you can close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. If there is anything that somehow you feel that is heavy on you and is weighing you down, or something that doesn't really belong, just let it go with every out breath. You can imagine everything that is to just dissolve in a cloud of black smoke, and then just let go of it with your exhale. Just know that we are not sending anything away for good. If these things or thoughts or worries that are weighing you down belong to a part of you, then they will be addressed at some point. What we are doing right now is to create a bit of peace and calm inside of us so that it's easier to be in self, to feel the aliveness that comes from the simple act of breathing air. Next, I would like you to share an intention with yourself, with your parts, with anyone who's listening internally. That's your intention to get to meet an exile of yours, which is a much wider intention than that. The wider intention is to actually get to know each and every one of your parts, so that they can feel that they belong. They all belong to you. You're all part of the same inner family system. You are indeed a family. You belong to each other more than any external family could ever belong to you. So our intention is to get to know each and every one of your parts, so that they can all be at peace and transform into anything they want to transform into, knowing that they are always supported and loved and accepted by the self. And so with this intention to get to know one and then all of your exiles, I would like you to notice if there is any lingering resistance that you can feel into your body. You might feel it as a clenching, as a sort of tension, as an anxiousness, as a nervousness, or as concerns and worries and fears. It's okay that they're there. They belong to your protectors who want to protect you from pain and suffering. And they would love you to just live a life in which there is no pain, in which there is no suffering. And we can be grateful for that. We can show our gratitude to your protectors for keeping pain and suffering away. the same time, you can show your protectors how getting to know your exiles will allow self to bring comfort, to bring love and acceptance, to bring relief, to bring healing to your exiles, and how your protectors will feel because of that. They will feel more relaxed. They will get a little bit of free time in which they can actually pursue anything they might want. They might decide to rest. They might decide to take on any activity they're passionate about, but never have the time. It might even allow your protectors to shift into a different role in your life if they wish so. And so we are asking the permission of your protectors to get to know one or more exiles so that we can create peace, and we can create belonging, and we can create free time, and we can create space. Next, I would invite you to focus on a time in the recent past in which you got overwhelmed by a negative emotion. It might have been profound sadness, might have been feeling of dread, might have been a deep feeling of rejection, of being not wanted. It might be a profound feeling of inadequacy, not being enough, never being enough. The stingy feeling of not being loved, of not even being worth of love. That would like you to go back to a time in which you felt washed over by one of these emotions. Remember what came first. Remember how you felt. And remember that if you feel overwhelmed all over again by the emotion, you just need to ask your heart to please not overwhelm you. You can offer this part, this emotion, to feel a tiny bit of it, because you want to witness it. You want to know how the part feels, but you will not be able to get to know it and hear it and listen it while overwhelmed. So I leave you now a few moments to connect with this time, with this emotion. I would like you to focus on where you can feel this emotion in your body and how it feels like. And if it feels that the emotion is still going into the overwhelming direction, you can imagine this emotion or the part it belongs to. You can just imagine taking it very gently in your hands and placing it in front of you so that you can get to see it better, so that you can get to know it better. Just place it in front of you and notice how it looks like. Notice if anything bubbles up together with this emotion. Are there any thoughts connecting to it? Are there any images coming up with it? Next, I'd like you to notice how you feel towards this emotion or this part. Just to ensure that you are in self and not blended with one of your protectors. So just notice how you feel towards this emotion or this part of you. And if you feel anything negative, if you feel fear, anger, judgment, you can simply ask the protector who's holding that feeling to please step aside so that you can get to talk with the exile from an open space. You can tell the protector that you can just watch from nearby. If it's concerned in any way, doesn't need to go away completely. You can just watch from over your shoulder and intervene if necessary. But you would still like to get to know the exile from an open space. And you can do this as many times as needed until you notice that you feel towards the exile in a compassionate way, until you feel connected and whole. Next, I'd like you to bring your focus back to your exile, this part of you who felt that overwhelming emotion. I would like you to notice how it looks like if you have an image of a younger part of you. But it's absolutely fine if you still have just an emotion, a feeling, a bodily sensation, then you just need to focus on it rather than on an image. And I'd like you to ask this part or feeling, what is causing you to feel like this? What's the reason why you feel like this? You can also ask, what makes you feel so scared or hurt? I'd like you to ask this part or emotion whether there is a specific memory that they would like to share with you. Anything else really that they would like to share with you through images, through words, through emotions. They can share anything that they need to share with you. And you can ask this part, what does it need from you? If it feels right to do so, I would like you to express your intention of providing this young part of you what it needs. I would like you to express it in any way that feels right to you, so that this part can truly feel that you're there with it. You can truly feel that you're present with it. You can truly feel yourself, your energy. And your intention. And last, I'd like you to invite this part to come on a little field trip with you, and I'd like you to show it around your life. I'd like you to show this part that time went by, that lots of things happened, and I would like you to show this part how your life looks like right now, and anything meaningful that might be part of it. Maybe you have children, maybe you have a partner you care about, maybe you have a job that you are happy to go to every day. Maybe you live in a place that feels good to you. Maybe you can show this work itself, how you got to understand that what you truly wish for is to connect with your parts so that you can feel whole again. And notice how this part reacts to it. How surprised or shocked it might even feel like. And if it feels right to you, if it feels in alignment with your intention, you can tell this part that you're going to be back, that you want to know more about it, that you want to bring peace and healing to this part. And if that's okay, and next, I would like you to take another deep breath. To reconnect to your body and the present moment. You can take on your toes and move your finger and perceive again whether there are any noises or smells in the environment surrounding you. And when it feels right, when you feel good, you can open your eyes and get used again to the daylight. Anything really that is surrounding you.